Good morning. It's bright and early Wednesday morning. Glad you guys could make it and join the program today. This is The Forgotten Word. I'm Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. And today I want to talk a little bit about different ministries that we kind of look at and stuff. Let you know a little bit about how we operate this, or really not our how we operate our ministry, but how we see different ministries. And what we've done is we've started a section on our ministry website titled Ministry Ratings. And I want to kind of go down the list and give you guys, there's some names that you're going to recognize, and there's going to be some names that might be new to you. But we'll talk a little bit about them. Basically, what we've done is we've made a table that tells whether or not it's somebody that we've already looked at, and an overall rating from 1 to 10 on what we think of them, 1 being terrible, 10 being good ministry, their Bible teachings, how they rate that, do they have false prophecies, are they a balanced biblical teaching ministry, are they a prosperity doctrine or not, and whether or not we recommend that you follow those people and be involved with them. So let me just say that this list is it's not listed in any particular order of importance, whether it's approved or disapproval. Some of these ministries and these ministers, they claim on paper and on the internet to have biblical doctrines that are right in line with everything you would think that they should be, but they don't adhere to those doctrines. And that's what's sad about a lot of them. You know, you look up a ministry and you read their doctrinal statement and you go, man, there's nothing wrong with that. Well, no, that's right, if they were following that. A lot of them don't. Now, keep in mind that our rating system, like I said, is based on 1 to 10 on a numerical scale. We are not saying that we are the final answer on anything. This is our opinion. This is strictly our opinion of these different ministries. And that's all it is. You can take it, leave it. You can use it for knowledge. You can use it as an avenue to say, well, maybe I need to take a closer look at that person or whatever on the good or bad. We also do say this. If there's any ministry that we feel falls from our different rating system that falls below a 7 overall rating, then they should actually be avoided, because if they can't be any closer biblically and you know doctrinally than a 7 on a scale of 10, then there's a lot of falsehoods going on, a lot of bad things happening, and you need to stay away from it. You know, it's just that simple. It's how we feel. There's a lot that goes into these ratings. There's a lot more than what just these little headings will show you or will tell you. There's nothing scientific about it, but they're only our perspectives on the various ministries, like I said. Now, keep in mind, there are literally thousands of ministries out there, folks, and this is just a mere small percentage of these different ministries. We're working every day to look at more people. We do concentrate when we find. We look at a lot of people, a lot of good people out there. A lot of good people out there, thousands of good ministries and ministers out there. But what we do is we look at all these different ones, and ones that we see are doing things that are not conducive to the Bible, that's the ones we concentrate on that we warn you about. Now, some of these people that I'll list, I'll tell you that, you know, we think that they're a really good ministry. So anyway, we're convinced that there's many more good Bible teaching ministries around the world, and we're constantly actually looking out for them, you know, to find them. And, let us know if there's a ministry you're concerned about, that no matter if I've mentioned it or not mentioned it, if there's a ministry you're concerned about, email us and let us know about it. We'll do our best to do some checking for you and to give you, you know, answer your questions. So anyway, we're going to start out here with William Branham Ministries, and we've done a lot of looking at William Branham. We get a lot of controversial email about William, but this is our feeling. An overall rating of William Branham Ministries is way down into the 2 to 3 level scale because of a lot of the things he says and did. His biblical teachings were only like you know, in a five. He said to us, we found a lot of discrepancies. False prophecies, many. Bible, you know, balanced biblical teaching, we don't think so. Prosperity doctrine, he did preach some of that. And as William Branham Ministries recommended, as someone we think you should adhere to and learn from, our answer is no. You know, like I said, there's going to be people you're going to disagree with us on, and that's okay. This is just a list, and it's just our opinion. Rodney Howard Brown, his overall rating for us is a 3 out of 10. And remember, anybody that's 7 below, we don't recommend. Rodney is, you know, the author of the Holy Laughter and the, you know, the Holy Ghost Bartender nonsense and all kinds of garbage that make you sick. His biblical teachings are around a 5. False prophecies, yes, he's made a couple bad ones. Biblical balancing, balanced biblical teachings, no. Prosperity, yes, and we don't recommend him also. Joyce Meyer, you know, Joyce rates a little higher. She's about a 4 or 5 on the scale, and her biblical teachings are a little bit higher than some of the first couple we mentioned. I don't know of any prophecies that Joyce has proclaimed to make. Maybe she has, maybe she hasn't. I haven't heard of any. So I don't know about that, but I don't believe that she has a balanced biblical teaching at all on the Bible. She teaches some pretty silly stuff to me, and I've heard it, and I've talked about it many times to you. She is part of the prosperity doctrine group, name it and claim it, prosperity type of thing, believes God or Jesus went to hell, died, went to hell, and was yanked out of hell by God. We certainly don't recommend her ministry to anyone. Creflo Dollar, he's way down on the list. He made false prophecies. He's also been ordained on his program as a king. He certainly is nothing balanced about his teachings, and you know, he's certainly into the prosperity doctrine. We don't recommend Creflo Dollar. Charles Stanley, I believe Charles Stanley, his overall rating is a 9. There's a couple of things I don't personally agree with, but they're not doctrinal problems. They're just minor things. One of them being the, you know, once saved, always saved, but that's just my opinion against his. But he's very high up on the biblical teachings, a 9. I have not heard no false prophecies from Charles Stanley. He's very balanced in his Bible teachings. He doesn't believe in the prosperity doctrine, and I recommend Charles Stanley. There's just, like I said, there's a few little things that I disagree with him on, but he's a great Bible teacher, and you can learn a lot from him. Another one that we have on the list is Jimmy Swaggart. Jimmy Swaggart's, you know, it's one of those ministries that I have followed Jimmy Swaggart's ministry for years and years, and Jimmy is a dynamic preacher, no doubt about it. He's had some personal problems, just, you know, like we all do. We all got our personal problems. Jimmy had a problem that he got caught, at a couple times, maybe 2 or 3 even. I don't remember, but it was 2, at least 2. But I think he's paid a pretty good price. His preaching and his Bible teachings, I've always found to be pretty good. He doesn't have a lot of prophecies and that type of thing. I haven't heard any of them anyway. His Bible teaching, like I said, is good. He's not really into the prosperity doctrine thing. And you can learn a lot from Jimmy Swaggart if you listen to him. Now, there's also, there's that core of people out there who say, well, you know, he had a problem with prostitutes and that kind of thing, and so therefore he's no good for nothing. He should have got out of ministry. And there's something to be said for that. But as far as his Bible teachings, I've always found him to be very, very good with his Bible teaching. So, you know, it's kind of one of those deals where, you know, if you're not real steadfast in your own faith, then, you know, maybe stay away from Jimmy Swaggart Ministries. But if you're firm in your faith and you need some extra teaching to listen to, I don't think he'll lead you astray in any way, shape, or form. Kim Clement. Kim Clement is a self-proclaimed prophet. Certainly, we do not recommend that you follow Kim Clement. His overall rating for us, by the way, is a 2, way down on the list. His biblical teachings are a 4. He's made many, many, many false prophecies. I couldn't even begin to guess how many, because he claimed that he practiced becoming a prophet before he came over to America. You know, and if you're practicing, I guess you're making some false ones along the line, but I know he's made a lot of false prophecies since he got to America. Kim is balanced. Biblical teaching is horrible, and he's certainly into the prosperity, and I do not, doctrine, and I do not recommend you. I recommend you stay away from Kim Clement is what I recommend. Kenneth Copeland, same thing. He's a 2 overall rating of a 2 out of 10, as far as being a good Bible teaching, Bible preaching, man, ministry. His biblical teachings are a 5, maybe. He comes up with a lot of extra biblical teachings that God told him personally. False prophecies, yes, he's made a few of those. His balanced biblical teaching is nowhere to be found. He's one of the big top dogs on the prosperity doctrine, and I recommend you stay as far away from Kenneth Copeland Ministries as possible. He will lead you down the wrong path, folks. He is a dangerous man. Chuck Swindoll is a great Bible preacher, a great Bible teacher. I rate Chuck Swindoll's teachings, as far as overall, up around a 9. His Bible teachings are way up there on the 9s. I don't know of any false prophecies that he's made. He's very, very balanced in his teaching. Yeah, he does not adhere to the Bible or the prosperity doctrines. And I recommend Chuck Swindoll. There's going to be a few things you might disagree with him on, but none of them are doctrinal stuff that's going to be a problem. He's just a good Bible teacher. Adrian Rogers ministry, Adrian has passed on now, but his ministry remains and his teachings are still on. They are reading, playing a lot of his, all of his stuff. And Adrian Rogers was a wonderful, wonderful Bible teacher and preacher. I rate him way up there to 9. Nobody got a 10. There's just nobody perfect naturally. But Adrian Rogers, there's a couple little things I disagreed with him, but they weren't doctrinal things. They were just minor things. His biblical teachings are really good. No false prophecies I know of. Very balanced in his teaching. He's not in the prosperity doctrine. I recommend any time you can listen to Adrian Rogers on the radio or TV, listen to it. He's a very good man. And he's passed on, but like I said, they're still showing his and playing his things. So you can hear him on the radio and on TV, I guess, still too. Just good Bible teaching. Times Square Church out of New York. Some of you folks might have seen them on TV or heard them. Times Square Church, you know, they're a Pentecostal church, so some people's going to disagree with that. And that's okay. I don't adhere to all the Pentecostal teachings, that's for darn sure. But I think that overall rating on the Times Square Church is about an 8.5 because they're very biblically sound. I don't know about the prophecies of David Wilkerson, so I can't comment on them. I haven't studied them yet. But I know that they're very, very good Bible teaching, Bible preaching. Colin is one of the preachers there now, and I tell you, they are good preachers. So really, really good folks to listen to and learn from. There's just a lot more to learn from, but we're out of time today, so we're going to continue tomorrow, folks. God bless you. See you then. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CAMPPOINT, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.